Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is another Thursday. You know what that means? That means it is another Throwback Thursday. Of course, I took a couple of weeks off, so I'm glad. We had an archive show, if I'm not mistaken, last week, and I think the week before that. Well, last week was Thanksgiving, and the week before that, I took a little time off. But I am back live and direct for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul music from Atlantic Star When Love Calls from 1981. Of course, I'm Don Fleming. And of course, I have my partner. I said, of course, many times in this sentence because I have my partner, Wardell Pice Jr., the legendary drummer, writer, producer. I'm not going to say singer, but extraordinaire. Extraordinaire. Solar Records legend. My partner hanging out with me. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I am good. I appreciate you giving me a little shine on the earlier show. Of course, I call it his afternoon drive. Make sure you check out his show, his old school Thursday, Throwback Thursday, every Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, man, I love what you do. I love, you know, you play a lot of, you know, the Christmas music, and you just come with it every week, man. And again, your selection and your variety of music is great.
Well, it's really important, no matter what you do, that you stay consistent, right, and just keep coming with it.
Right.
So, and I, you know, and I learned that from you too, that you do the same thing. So, and you were doing that even when you were at the other station. And so thank you for showing us how it's done, my brother.
Well, I'm just doing what I can to get in where I fit in. And like I said, there's a lot of great things that's coming up for Solar Records Radio.
Uh-huh.
So for all the listeners out there, make sure you check us out. Thank you for supporting the show. Again, there's going to be bigger things that we're working on right now, we have in the works, and man, I cannot wait. And soon as I feel that opportunity is going to happen, or there's going to be a little bit of more another nail in that coffin, you know, metaphorically speaking, I want to let the cat out the bag. But again, man, I just want to kind of just stay patient, and you know, it'll happen.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, you know, the way it is, and it was with my career. You know, I just continued to practice, kept practicing, and just making sure that I was ready when the opportunity came. And so a lot of times, you know, we will ask for something. We are, you know, as we, I really want this, I really want this, but we don't prepare for it. And that's, you know, I mean, and I can give you a small example. Like if you really want a good woman, or you want a good guy, you know that you need to prepare for that. If that's what you're asking God to give you, make sure you mm-hmm. are that as well, so that you can, you know, be able to give them what you're asking for. And a lot of times people, you know, they shoot higher than they should shoot because they don't do what they need to do to get what they want. And so I know that, you know, us with this station, you know, we're every day we're here, you know, pushing and pushing with limited resources because we really want it. And I just believe that, you know, we will be blessed because we've already had different people and different things, opportunities coming our way and stuff. And so when the right situation comes and happens, that's what it would be. You know, we'll be blessed.
Most definitely, man. Again, I'm still going to enjoy this ride. I'm enjoying the ride, and I'm going to stay on this train until the wheels fall off. And again, you know, you can't get rid of me, man. You can't get rid of me. So I'm just letting you,
I'm not trying. Not trying. Hey, I'm excited about the holidays, though, man. This is my favorite time of the year. And, you know, when we play the oldies and stuff, it reminds me of when I was a little kid. Remember Christmas time, man, being, you know, I remember being so excited. So excited,
yeah.
You know, as a little kid. And I don't want to take that away from any, you know, from the other little kids that, you know, grow up with, you know, that, you know, looking forward to just being blessed and stuff. And that was so much excitement for me. And I think it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, of course we want them to understand the reason for the season, but at the same time, let them enjoy, Let the kids be happy. They see how happy we all are as, you know, family coming together and laughing and playing cards and dancing and, you know, just having a good time together. That's so important because the world is so dark and so ugly. So, you know, if we can give them a good time around the family, and that just blesses their hearts. It gives them more power to fight when they're in the world on their own, you know, because they know they got something to fight for, you know. And so, So I love the holidays, especially right now.
That's real. You said that. That's real that you said that. And the beauty of what you said is the fact there are a lot of kids and there's a lot of grown-ups, and, you know, that spirit, it just gives you a sense of spirit to just be nice to your fellow man and understanding, you know.
Right.
There's a bigger reason for this instead of just the presents and things like that. All of that is great, you know, but the fact that we're doing it, celebrating, you know, the life of the, you know, for those who are very spiritual, you know, of course, that's the birth of, you know, Jesus Christ, celebrating the, you know, and whatnot. And it's, that's a great thing. That's a great thing for people to have. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just was going to say.
No.
Just in general, Don, you know that as a school teacher, you're around all these kids. You know that kids, like, I remember, you know, someone saying to me, you're so happy-go-lucky. Why are you always happy-go-lucky? And that's because my environment was such a good environment. You know, my family made sure that I was, you know, that we had fun, that we were happy. And so when you come around other people and you've been so happy, you have no reason to come over with the attitude, your head down. You know, you haven't been mistreated. You've been fed. You've been treated right. And you had a great time. So you come with this bright spirit. But if people are not taking care of their babies, they're not loving them and showing them happiness and making them feel good about themselves when they come to school, they won't feel good about themselves. They're down. They got an attitude. Maybe they'll become a bully. Maybe, you know, because they don't feel like life is giving them anything to be happy about. So, and as a teacher, you can see the difference in the kids that are happy and the kids that are not so happy. And so, I mean, when you saw that, did you identify with that as a school teacher, or did you just go, well, I just got to get everybody on the same page?
You know, that's a great question. You know, when I was, you know, teaching back in my former life, I'm not a teacher anymore, but when I was, you know, it was one of those things that it organically happened to where you knew it was that time. You know, there was a little sarcasm and jokes. It was like, oh, these kids are just going to be smiling from ear to ear because they know they're going to get presents and this and this and this. And, you know, but there was a sense of just a genuine feeling of warmth. And again, I don't want to sound melodramatic, but there was those moments where, you know, as a teacher, it's like, as a teacher at the time, you know, you was motivated off what they were feeding you, you know, their vibes. I mean, yeah, there was a couple of kids that got on your nerves or whatever. That's natural. But just the whole, from a holistic standpoint of just the vibe in general and looking at these kids' faces, knowing that, oh, yeah, we're past Thanksgiving now, so it's about that time. So they know after the Thanksgiving holidays, and like you said, arguably, it was pretty much after Halloween, but definitely after Thanksgiving, after everybody came back from the Thanksgiving holidays, faces lit up. Because at that time, you know, when we decorated the doors and you know, all the doors were decorated and, you know, and pictures of Santa everywhere and, you know, and things like that. And then, you know, the main school Christmas tree you know, was lit and being, you know, erected and whatnot. So it was a good feeling. It was a great feeling. And again, you vibed off that with the kids, and they fed off your energy just as well as you fed off theirs.
I want to encourage any school teacher that may be listening to this show, and especially, you know, for the younger students, you know, like maybe, you know, junior high school on down. Please pay attention. Please pay attention to the children's demeanor when they come to school, and don't dismiss it, but go to it and try to, you know, to help to redirect them and guide them so that they could focus and be a better student, be in a better place so they could be a better student, you know, because a lot of times kids get lost in the darkness, you know, and they don't know how to get out of it. But if you have a teacher, teachers, you guys are so powerful, Don. If my teacher is nice to me, it makes me want to work harder. You know, when a teacher's mean to me, I don't want to do anything. So you guys play such a powerful role with a child and with each individual child. And it's so important that, you know, teachers, you know, just, you know, try to you know, look into these kids' eyes, see if they, because they end up becoming bullies if they're miserable, and we don't want that because we see what bullies end up doing, right, to children. So we want to I want to encourage teachers to just, you know, especially throughout the holidays, because some parents are not able to provide for their children like other people are, and the children get depressed about that. And if you could see that pain, you could see something's going on in it with them, you know, try to talk to them. And if not them, talk to their parents and find out, you know, what's going on, and try to, you know, put them in a better place. That's all. So that they'll be okay at the end of the day. That's my Christmas wish, man, is that we can bless these children right where they are, you know, and keep them on a good path, you know, to be okay at the end of the day. Because it's hard enough.
Well, man, well said. Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Yeah. Well said. You know what?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to segue into something because you said something, you know, as far as feeling great and feeling a certain type of way. You know what makes me feel a certain type of way? Dynasty. The group Dynasty. You like the way I did that? No, I love Dynasty, man, and of course, you being who you were, being the drummer for the group and whatnot, and going, you know, and doing what you did, and pretty much laying a stamp in the foundation. Laying those bricks on that foundation. One of my favorite songs I want to play. I want to start off not because that you're here, it's because I like the song. I'm gonna keep it real. One of my favorite songs is Groove Control. And for those listeners out there who are just tuning in to the show, they're new to the show, they don't know what's going on. They don't know, like, well, Dynasty, I'm not saying that they don't know who you guys were or whatever, but just help us out. Talk to a little bit about just the group, the making of this song, and again, not a whole bio, but talk a little bit about this song, man, because that's one of my favorites, and I love when Linda comes. Hopefully we control Linda a little bit from the group, but again, talk a little bit about it, man. I'm sorry.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, Dynasty, first of all, was a group at Solar Records that was actually the sound of Solar. Dynasty was the house band. So Dynasty did the music for Shalamar and the Whispers and Carrie Lucas and Climax, and so and obviously Dynasty, and so we were, you know, like the house band. We did the music for everybody, and so we didn't really have a lot of time to focus on Dynasty like we wish we did, but the time that we did, we had a lot of fun, And one of the first songs that I recorded with Dynasty was Groove Control. And we actually did a video with that song as well. And so I get the opportunity to start the video off with just the downbeat of the song and just, you know, right at the top of the song. And that was just such a wonderful honor for me, you know, and it really blessed me because I was able to show my parents that, you know, see, I did it. I followed my dream and I got blessed. And look, I'm in a video now and, you know, I'm in a famous group. And, you know, so it was a real honor and a wonderful thing just, you know, from that point of view. But just meeting my friends in Dynasty and getting to hang out with the legendary producer Leon Silvers watching him being the chef in the kitchen and, you know, putting all these songs together just training all of us, because we all were around the same age. We were young and hungry and the Dynasty was really a replacement group for the Silvers, because Leon Silvers had gotten kicked out the group with the Silvers because he was too rigid. You know, he wanted things done a certain way, and the younger brothers and sisters, you know, got tired of, you know, him being their boss. And so they voted him out of the group. So he said, okay. So he went and started Dynasty. And, you know, well, he ended up starting out with Solar Records as a producer, and then he started Dynasty up. And so we did I Don't Want to Be a Freak, But I Can't Help Myself, and Your Piece of the Rock, and Groove Control. And so Groove Control is a really nice groove. And I love the fact that I got to play with now all these legendary musicians, because, like I said, we did a lot of records, including And the Beat Goes On for the Whispers, Second Time Around for Shalimar, Make That Move for Shalimar. You know, Night to Remember for Shalimar, all kind of Keep on Loving Me for the Whispers, just so many songs, and we did so much stuff, and it was just a beautiful blessing. So I think, you know, I'm going to cut off right there, because I have such a, there's a lot more to talk about, but I think that's what you wanted from me, right?
Yeah, man, thank you so much, and I know you can't compress all of that history into 2-3 minutes, so I get it. But right, what you just detailed gives people a little outing, a little something of where you come from and the music that you guys contributed to and being in the group itself. So, you know, we got about, what, an hour and 36 minutes? Man, we talked for a little while, so let's go ahead and get into the song you hear in the background.
Yeah.
Of course, this is music from the group Dynasty. Groove Control, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Let me take you in my arms, you never get have to survive living in the light. Have to stay alive living in the light. Have to survive living in the light.
Hold the beat, stop the beat, drop the beat.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, that was music from, of course, formerly from the group Soul to Soul. That was the lovely Miss Karen Wheeler from 1990, Living in the Light. Before that, I did a little After Seven from 1989, just a year before, of course, from their debut album. Of course, that was One Night. Rest in peace to Melvin Edmonds, of course, the older brother of the Edmonds family, Kevon, and of course Kenneth Babyface Edmonds. We passed away a couple of years ago, but definitely music goes on. And of course, started off the block, you know, my partner and his group, of course, Dynasty Groove Control. And I don't want to give the year because Wardell likes to say, he likes to correct me. I'll be like, oh, that's 1980. He'd be like, 79. I'm like, oh, well, excuse me. I'm sorry. But it's all good. I love that. No, I love that. Groove Control, man. What year? Go ahead and tell the people what year.
79. But it came out in 80. But it came out in 80. We recorded in 79.
Okay. Came out, so released in 80, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us and grooving with us. Of course, I do this every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, that block. I'm just trying to get with the big dog, and my partner is the big dog. But I want him to do the honors. I want him to do the honors on this block because, you know, you never know. He might throw something Christmassy in there, you know. But I love his taste. Of course, we kind of share an identical taste in music, considering that we both kind of have that same. We're different generations, but it is what it is. But I love that, man. I love the fact that, you know, you'll blow me out the water with something that you selected. And, you know, you say I do the same to you. And, again, that's the beauty of what we do in our dynamic when it comes to our love for music, which is undeniable. You know, no one can come and question us about our love for R&B and soul music and whatnot, or music, period. So, but anyway, man, I just want to thank everybody again for listening and supporting the show and tuning in and being fans of the show. For those who are on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio, on Facebook. Tell a friend. You know how it goes. And also, I want to remind you, we do have a website if you want to support the show by getting some good merchandise. You can go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com and make sure you get a mug or hats and T-shirts and, you know, or whatever. I think we still have masks, COVID and everything. So make sure you just check out the merchandise on the website. And reminding you, we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. And again, thank you so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it.
Yes. That's good. You guys go there because we have some new stuff there. We got new cups and travel mugs and just a lot, some fun stuff. So I think you guys will enjoy it. And you got like new shirts and stuff as well, and hoodies we got. So because it is getting cold. So yeah. So check it out on, like Don said, SolarRecordsRadio.com, and go into the shop. And shop. And you also have music there.
And shop.
If you want to buy some music from us. Yes. And got a book coming out, too. So it's all good in the hood. All good in the hood. Well, Don, you ready to have some fun? Y'all ready for some fun music?
I am ready. You know I am.
I'm ready, too. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. and Don Fleming. Come on, Jimmy. Go.
I got some Johnny kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sucker chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some Johnny kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sucker chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to hold mine. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating your love, love, love. From the time that I awake, I'm imagining the good love that will make. When we hug and kiss, you do, I do.
Oh, I don't
I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sucker chocolate dip and kisses for love for you. Oh yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey sucker chocolate dip and kisses for love.
Motown and the Motown sound, and here I am talking and and talking over you. And but no, you were bringing us some great information, man. And that's what I love. That I love the fact that you were, you know, you knew this, and I learned a lot of stuff listening to that show and listening to you, and you know, listening to the show, and I mean, really, to me, that was just a testament of how you grew up listening to Motown and just adoring it. And I was the same type of person, you know, considering, you know, Motown was a generation, was quote unquote a generation before me, but that's all we played in the household. I know it's kind of cliche to say, oh, we just grew up listening to this music. No, we actually did. And you know,
I like that endearment. You say enduring it, like I endured it. I adored it. And I did adore mm-hmm. it. And I, you know, you could probably hear it because it was something that it was a movement. It moved me, and it just
right.
and every time I hear it, it just does something to me again. It's like, wow, what a wonderful time. And the music was just so great. And it's not just
right.
the music, but if you, it's the melodies on top of the music. And it's just not just the melodies on top of the music, it's the lyrical content that was very, very powerful back then. You know, and some of the mm-hmm. stuff, like Ball of Confusion, I mean, this stuff was political, but it had the groove that made you jump up and down and have a good time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the music back then was just awesome. And so, and then Philly International came right after that, you know, and they did their thing. But they got their start over at Motown and, you know, writing the songs and stuff. And so and then they started their own label. And so it's just, you know, and so, and I grew up in Philly listening to that music. So Motown kind of led the way, and everybody was kind of, it was like we all were just kind of learning from each other, and the music
yeah.
was just growing and growing, you know, because the sounds had started changing, the keyboards and the guitars and the amplifiers and all the machines started changing and the computers started coming in too. And it's just things just kept changing. But the foundation was still the foundation, was still Motown had led the way. So the goodness of it was there, you know, and now it seems that we have kind of lost our way a little bit. But a lot of, you know, young artists are really doing their best to fight for the good parts
right.
of music
right.
and stuff. So, and we celebrate them. We celebrate them. So, anyway, yes, I love talking
oh,
about
man.
Music.
And you can definitely tell the love that you have for it. I think one of the things that I like to do, and maybe this is just me being my sick, twisted self, is all of the artists, I kind of want to know where they're from, you know, as far as from the States and whatnot. I've noticed that, you know, a lot of, you know, those Philly artists, or at least those Philadelphia international artists, of course, a lot of them grew up in Philly and whatnot. But the fact that a couple of artists, you know, were from Detroit. And of course, the, you know, Gary, Indiana, the Jacksons at one time went to Philly International, well, went to Gamble and Huff, and Gamble and Huff, you know, kind of laid their foundation, that Philly sound, to the Jacksons. And we talk about,
yep.
you know, we talk about the Jones Girls. And, you know, I always call them the queens of the Motown Philly sound, you know. And you know, when you think about a song like, let's say, well, from the album Going Places, and you think about songs like Let Me Show You the Way with the Jacksons, and you're like, that's Philly International. That's Gamble and Huff all the way, you know? And you understand, it's like, you know, back then it was about regions, and, you know, radio stations weren't really like corporate, you know, it wasn't like centralized on one a certain sound being uniform. Philly sound like Philly, Detroit sound like Detroit, Miami sounded like Miami, you know, and so forth. Houston sound like Houston. So a lot of people now, granted, with the exception of magazines and television and things like that, you know, a lot of those artists didn't really hear about, you know, a lot of that stuff. So, you know, for them to have that much of an impact and influence on these cats out of Detroit or Gary, Indiana, what was coming out of Philly, I mean, kudos to Philadelphia. Kudos to Detroit. Kudos to, I mean, just the same, in that same breath, kudos to Stax in Memphis, and kudos to Solar. But what you guys did in, you know, in Los Angeles, I'm down there in the West, well, down there in the West Coast, but in the West Coast, you know, you guys are in that same conversation, and it, you know, you can't deny that. So, again,
well,
it's,
you know,
a much later time.
Leon studied Motel, and that's, he
studied somebody
Motel,
studied
Motel,
somebody.
Motel, yep, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for, to learn from each other, you know, and not to rip each other off, but to learn from each other. You know, it's important that we have teachers so that they can teach,
mm-hmm.
so that we can learn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you learn, you put your own thing together and you put it out there and see, you know, see what happens. But you got to learn
right.
from somebody. You just don't, you know, you just don't come out the, you know, come out the kitty and you know everything already.
Right, 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 right,
right,
right.
Right? We all got, yeah, so anyway. So music, man, I'm sitting here watching, looking at all these different songs. I'm ready to push every button. I love all these songs that's sitting right here in front of me. Come on, man. You want some Philly International?
Man, you know what? Start us off.
Okay.
Give us something. Give us something.
I'm going to start the block off with some good old Philly music here from Solar Records Radio, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts on Don's show. What a blessing it is to be here with my brother this evening. Hope you guys are all good and all blessed. But here we go with Philly in the house.
Chances go around, but if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you, I'm pulling you down, down, stuck up. People of the world out there, I know none of y'all satisfied. The way prices have been going up on things, I was out of state, I could barely buy a morning paper. Had to cut down on smoking, had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he was gonna give it up.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, Gordon El Paso Jr. had hookup from 1986, of course. That was music from Jesse Johnson. Jesse Johnson's review featuring Sly. Yes, Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. The name of the song is called Crazy. And before that, I had to hook up a little That's the Way of the World from 1975, Earth, Wind, and Fire. From the movie, That's the Way of the World, of course, that was, I think Harvey Keitel was in that movie. Pretty decent movie. Too bad you just didn't really see Earth, Wind, and Fire until like that, the very beginning and I think the very end of the movie. So, but it was a pretty solid movie, man. Of course, you started off with a little Bad Luck, man, a little Philly Soul right there.
It cracks me up too when that song goes at the end. He sounds like he's preaching.
Oh yeah, yeah, he does that. You know, I was sitting in the room, I was sitting down in the front of the line. I'm like, go ahead. And those ad-libs, man. You know, even like on Wake Up, Everybody. My favorite part when he's like, stop doing the dope. You know, it's just I love it. With these all over the place, man. Oh man, I miss that brother. And of course, rest in peace to his mom. I think she passed away a little while back. Teddy Pendergrass and his mom just once they're reunited. They are reunited in heaven. And it's definitely music lives on, man. The music lives, like it's when I mentioned this on your earlier show, I meant it. It's one of those things, man. You know, of course, physically you're no longer here, but once you leave something, whether you know whatever art form or whatever, just leaves here, and people are getting vibed by it or whatever, and it touches people. That lasts lifetimes, man.
Yeah,
way
absolutely.
After you're physically not here anymore.
That's right.
Wow.
We're enjoying a lot of good old school music. And
man,
those guys are gone.
I'm telling you, we got about, 31 minutes left.
Time flies
when you're having fun.
I know.
Man, what's the update? I know you had mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. And I just wanted to kind of get an update from you if you know anything. Sinbad is recovering from his stroke he had a couple of years ago. Any update on him?
I just posted on our page that we are praying. We're still praying for him. I have no update. I just see that he's still going through it. You know, strokes are not no joke, you know, and sometimes, you know, you can recover from it, quicker than others, just depending on the severity of the stroke and stuff. And my mom had 5 strokes, dude, and she's out there, my mom is 86 years old, and I saw her out there playing dodgeball with her great-grands. So my mom, you know, she recovers from those strokes really, really quickly and fully. She completely recovers. Where some people, man, there's different strokes for different folks, right? It just sometimes it just don't work out that way. And so I just pray that, you know, that he can come back. And then what's his name, too? What's the other singer from the 90s?
Oh, Albie Shore.
Did he have a stroke as well?
Well, you know, I don't know what his condition was. I apologize, but I know he was sick, and folks were saying he was in a coma, and he had to open up his stomach,
so we're praying.
He's recovering. So.
So you just got to keep him in our prayer, man. But sorry, I don't have an update, but I'll get an update for you next time.
I'm glad, you know, I'm glad that you're, you know, keeping us aware. And there was something that I completely, like I said, I'm not saying I forgot about it. It was just, it wasn't on my radar as far as, you know, you're thinking in people are young, and you know, especially someone like Albie Shearer. Oh, he's young. He's all right. Yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden, he's been in this coma, and I'm like, no. So, I mean, look, doesn't matter how old or young you are, man, just take care of yourself. That's the reality that we face, man. You know, parents who, you know, outlive their kids, you know, that's something that, you know, it's one of those things that kind of bugs me a little bit. But,
yeah, it just don't feel right.
Man.
It's not right. Yeah, it's not right.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all, man. But, but again, keep everyone in your prayers, and if you haven't talked to anybody, if you haven't talked to that friend that you have that grudge against or whatever, call them up. Stop all that nonsense. Call them up, because you never know. Man. You know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And I made a mistake having a friend of mine I haven't talked in 6 years. All of a sudden, you know, he's no longer with us. And, you know, it's one of those things that you try and try to want to make amends. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it one day. And then, you know, he gets tragically killed all of a sudden. And you can't really make that amend. So, whatever petty stuff that you or whoever you love, you're not talking, then just give him, give him a call. Give him or her a call. Mm-hmm. And that's
yep. Let bygones be
bygones. Man, you know, easier said than done. But you know, just do the best you can. Again,
just
27 minutes left of the show. I know, right? We got a little time left, man. And I want to play this artist. I grew up listening to them. They were just an amazing group. I don't know if you want to go ahead and do the next two songs after this, but I want to start this song off. I want to take you guys back to 1981 as a kid listening to this song and realizing these guys are going to be around. At least that lead singer is going to be around for a little while. The guys I'm talking about, of course, is Sting, and the group is The Police. This is called Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
and there I see just what you mean to me. Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need.
Faithfully,
you're all.
Well, there you go. Christmas kind of day by compunction. And
love it.
I had to throw a Christmas song in there, you know, before the
I
show.
I know. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, we're kicking it off. We're kicking it off on the first day of December. So much love, Don. Thanks, man, for giving me this time to hang out with you tonight.
Man, I appreciate you hanging out with me. I really do. I mean, December 1st, man, it's the first day. And we got to get our Christmas tree up, by the way. Thank you for reminding me in an inadvertent way. Is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah. But no, I gotta put our tree up. Gotta put our tree up.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm gonna do it this weekend. I promise.
Sure.
we got about 12 minutes left of the show again. That's gonna wrap it up for us. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you guys for listening. Hooking up that Christmas music at the end. Of course, that was you said that was Confunction, right?
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Nice. Good stuff, man. Keep it up, man. Like I said, I know it's in your stash, so you know it'll take me forever to find Christmas music in your stash. So I was like, you know what, Wardell? If you can, brother, play these next two songs. It's on you. Throw some Christmas music in there. Boom, boom, boom. Be in there like swimwear, you know. So,
That's right. I appreciate you
doing that. Yeah. So make sure also tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course, it is kicking off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of the Sounds of Los Angeles Records. So definitely tune in tomorrow because you never know who's going to call in and you never know what stories are going to be told behind the scenes. And I love that. I love the tea. And I'm going to get nosy because I want to ask Wardell, and I want him to think about it, give him a chance to think about it.
Uh-huh.
But tomorrow, we want to talk about, for all the listeners, the newer listeners and whatnot. I know you've mentioned it to me before, but, hey, I charge it to my head. But we want to talk about your Soul Train performances and what's it like behind the scenes at Soul Train. So, but I want you to think about it, you know, and just think about certain times and certain if the set was huge, if it was real small. Did you guys, you know, you always hear about the KF Kentucky Fried Chicken stories and things like that. So I just wanted to see if you were able to experience that. But just wait on that, and we'll wait till tomorrow, and we'll definitely tune in. But all the listeners are definitely tuned. Hopefully you guys will tune in and hang out with us tomorrow and get all the tea, get all that info out from them.
Yep, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Well, man, since you know what? If you want to, you want to do the honors?
Christmas music is right here. I love you guys. Thanks again for tuning in. We really appreciate you, and we want to thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. And have a blessed a wonderful evening or afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. Thank God we have an international show. And it's beautiful to be able to talk to people. I mean, some people it's midnight, some people it's early in the morning, 9, 5 o'clock in the morning. So we're really blessed. So thank you. And you guys all have a silent night. You take care of yourselves. And Don Fleming and I will catch you next time on Solar Records Radio. Good night, Don.
Have a good one. Good night, guys.
Run. baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you